ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you in this corner of the good and the right stands a champion robed in white.
His height exceeds the heaven.
His weight outweighs the world.
His reach reaches everywhere.
His age is evermore. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his crown away. He is more mighty than the mightiest. Reigns from above.
He's the
all-time undisputed, undefeated champion of love.
He left his hometown to enter this arena, to raise his hands in victory for me.
But an angry crowd crucified this king who wore their crown, and they gladly watched the champion going down.
But I will never count him out, for I'm a witness of the day he arose to claim the title
champion of love. Higher than the highest, greater than the great, no one will ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than the mightiest, and he reigns from above. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his crown away. He's more mighty than the mightiest, and he reigns from above.
He's the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion.
The all-time undisputed, undefeated champion of love.
Of love. Champion of
love. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to say thank you to everyone that brought in food this week. Various meals that were provided for, covered. Meal today was wonderful. Just an incredible spread of food. If you missed it, well, you missed it. Just all there is to it. Wonderful food. And wonderful fellowship, beautiful weather for it as well. Just an absolutely perfect, perfect day, I think. Amen. Praise God. But thank you all so much. Thank you for your giving in the offering for revival meeting as well. Trust the Lord will bless you for your giving this week and for revival meeting. Another thing that I wanted to mention, I should have mentioned last Sunday, but I failed to do so and need to get it covered here this evening. Some time ago, a couple of years ago, I'm not sure when it was, but I mentioned that American Family Association was calling for a boycott of Home Depot because of their support of the homosexual agenda. And just a couple of weeks ago, Well, last week before last Sunday, I received an email that they were calling that boycott off because Home Depot has suspended that support. And so if there's anybody that's interested in that boycott being called off, there it is. I don't know if anybody signed that pledge or not, but just wanted to share that it was off, and we thank the Lord for it. I think the American Family Association may be a little bit apprehensive. It seemed like it was not real firm in Home Depot's commitment to that, so they may be coming back, it seemed to me, and doing it again, because Home Depot's not being real vocal on that withdrawal. They're just pulling it back, apparently, because of the lack of a customer base, or the decrease of customer base over the last couple of years. So boycotts do work, and thank the Lord for that change in the events there with Home Depot. But I wanted to mention it, and anybody be interested in that. Come to you for an evening offering this evening, a regular church offering. So if our ushers would come, and let's give our tithes and offerings this evening so the Lord would be pleased. Impromptu there. As you can tell, they've practiced together or played together before. Amen. Thank you so much for that offertory. Praise God. Wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. Well, it's been a delight to have the Edwards family with us this week, and glad that they've been able to come and been enjoying their ministry. Thank the Lord for the blessings that He's given us and the truths that He's provided for us through the Edwards this week. Amen. And trust that you have told them how much you appreciate them being with us, sharing with us in the messages in the ministry that they have given, provided for us this week. They're coming again to share with us in song. Brother Edwards will bring to us the evening message. Let's lift together and give them our attention and enjoy what God has for us tonight.
Part of all of our lives. Well, if we get anything done, they are. My husband laughs at me sometimes because my list about everything, but that's how we get things done. But we planned to come here. You know, we plan things ahead of time. We have schedules and things that we look forward to. And I do think we're supposed to occupy till Jesus comes. But in the heart of every Christian should be this little parenthesis that I'm going to do this, but I'm ready for an interruption at any time. The Lord can come at any moment and everything will be changed. And so this song talks about how we plan a lot of things, but in the heart of a Christian, we know we're going to get interrupted someday, and I'm ready for that whenever. I'm going to occupy till then, but Lord, we're looking towards the sky for when you come.
So many people plan so many things. Sometimes their plans have to change when unseen things suddenly arrive. We learn how to just rearrange.
But plans to go to a land where milk and honey flow. Any conflicting date will just have to wait, for heaven is my highest goal. I'm making my plans to make it. Nothing can turn me around. I've got my heart set, my mind fixed, and nothing can shake it. I'm making my plans to make it.
For so many years we've all heard it said that Jesus would come back again. But it's been so long that some folks believe that his coming is just a myth.
But I found out a long time ago that if God's word declares it, then I know it's so. Believe me, my friend, he will come again. And I'm getting ready to go. I'm making my plans to make it. And turn me around. I've got my heart set, my mind fixed, and nothing can shake it. I'm making my plans to make it. And you may look for me, for I'll be there.
Yeah.
of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past,
mind fixed, and nothing can change.